Chapter 3. Just then, Tara looked up over Darcy's shoulder. "It's about time," she said suddenly. "Where you been at, Coop?" Darcy was grateful to see Cooper Hodden, Tara's boyfriend. She hoped Tara would drop the subject of the cookout. As Cooper approached the table, Darcy noticed he smelled of grease. A hand-shaped smudge of oil was streaked across the bottom of his dark blue work shirt. What surprised Darcy most was the angry scowl on his face. She had never seen him look so mad. Normally, he was one of the friendliest people Darcy knew. Yet now, he almost looked scary.
"What's up, ladies?" he grumbled, grabbing a chair. "Man, I had the worst day."
"What happened?" Tara asked.
"It's Dwayne Nye. If I have to work with him all summer, I think I'm gonna go crazy. I don't care if he's in college. Me and that punk are gonna have problems."
"Calm down, Coop. Tell us what happened," Tara insisted. "Right now, you're sounding like a thug or something."
Cooper leaned back and rubbed his forehead as if he had a headache. For the past 2 summers, he had been working as an assistant at Nye's Garage, an auto repair shop not far from his house. Darcy knew he planned to become a mechanic. He had joked about it many times.
"The way I see it, people always gonna need someone to fix their cars, so if I become a mechanic, I'll always have work and get paid. One day, there's gonna be a Coop's Car Center in every neighborhood. People in, like, Kansas or Alaska or something will see my mug on a poster and say we got to go to Coop's to get our car fixed,"
Cooper kidded once, but Darcy believed him. Cooper might not have been the best student at Bluford, but he had more street smarts than anyone Darcy knew. He also had the magic ability to get along with almost everyone, and Cooper was already a skilled mechanic. He kept his old pickup truck running like brand new. Darcy had gone many places in the truck thanks to Cooper's skill, yet now, sitting at the table, he seemed ready to break something, not fix it.
"The problem ain't my job, it's Dwayne, the owner's son. Since that boy got back from college, he acts like he can run the place, looking down at the rest of us like he's better than we are. Just 'cause he went to prep school and his dad's got money," Cooper said, shrugging his shoulders.
"What happened, Coop?"
"Dude lied and got me in trouble. That's what happened."
"Huh?"
"This afternoon, Mr. Nye asked me to set up 3 giant displays full of oil cans. It took me 2 hours to get it exactly the way he wanted them. Then Dwayne comes along, knocks the display over, and blames it on me. Cans were rolling everywhere, knocking into things. It was embarrassing, and Mr. Nye thinks it's my fault."
"Why didn't you tell him what Dwayne did?" Darcy asked.
"I tried, but he don't want to listen to me or anyone right now. He lets Dwayne run the show. Dude don't do jack around the place except for cause trouble and boss us around. None of the guys want to say anything because they're afraid they'll lose their jobs, so they keep their mouth shut."
"I think you should just quit. That job ain't worth you being upset all summer. This is the 3rd time Dwayne started trouble with you," Tara said. "Besides, there's got to be some other place you can work, Coop."
"I know what you're saying, but I'm not running away from him. Mr. Nye ain't that bad, and Dwayne will be headed back to college in the fall anyway, so I just gotta stick it out until then. But I tell you, if he keeps pushing me, one of these days, I'm gonna push back."
"You stop talking like that, Coop," Tara cut in. "That Dwayne can't get to you unless you let him. He can do and say whatever he wants, but that don't mean you gotta let it get to you."
"Girl, I'm trying, but it ain't easy," Cooper said bitterly.
He went on for several minutes about Dwayne and how he was always on his cell phone talking to girls while he was supposed to be working.
"Dude is nothing but a show-off. It's like everything he does is just to let everyone else know he's the man. His yellow sports car, his expensive sunglasses, even his girlfriends are like that."
Something in Darcy's mind clicked. Darcy had never met Dwayne Nye, but the description sounded familiar. Too familiar.
"Yeah, well, his daddy's money in college don't make him a man. Just 'cause he didn't go to Bluford don't mean he's any better than the rest of us."
"Sounds like someone needs to tell him that, you know what I'm saying?" Tara said, crossing her arms on her chest.
"You got that right," Cooper nodded. "But while I'm working there, it ain't gonna be me."
"I can't believe it," Darcy said finally.
Coop, was Dwayne wearing a black shirt today?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Does he drive a yellow Mazda?
Girl, are you psychic or something?
Tara asked. Darcy's heart sank.
No, I saw him today at Scoops. He's the one who's going out with Persona Meeks.
Oh, no. She didn't just say that, Cooper said, glancing briefly at Tara.
Girl, are you serious?
Mm-hmm, she's serious, all right, Tara replied, absorbing what Darcy had just said. Darcy was just telling me that Dwayne and Brisana were putting on a show for everybody.
A show?
They were all over each other in front of everyone at Scoops.
For real? Oh, that's nasty.
It was gross, Scoop, Darcy agreed. Real gross.
Man, you know Tara and I don't like Brisana, but she's dating the wrong person. That dude is no good.
Tara turned to Darcy and shook her head. I guess you got the answer to your question. You have to talk to her, but I still doubt she's going to listen. Darcy nodded. You're probably right, but I gotta try. She would do it for me, Darcy admitted, remembering the day Brisana tried to warn her about Brian. Tara and Cooper looked at each other as if they were confused by Darcy's comment.
Are you sure? Cooper asked finally. I don't mean to be rude, Darcy, but the last thing I remember Brisana doing for you was when she tried to break you and Hakeem up. She don't seem to care about anyone but herself.
Coop, why you gotta bring that old stuff up? Tara snapped.
I'm just saying the truth. That girl don't have a nice bone in her body.
You're wrong, Coop. You used to say the same thing about me before we became friends, and look at us now, Darcy said. Both of them turned and looked at her as if she was speaking another language. Brisana's rude sometimes, but she's not a bad person. She came to my grandmother's funeral, and I know for a fact that if she thought I was in trouble, she'd try to help me. I gotta do the same thing for her.
Whatever you say, girl, it's all you, Cooper replied, looking a little hurt.
Darcy felt Tara studying her. She looked like she spotted something that disturbed her, yet she was quiet for several long seconds. Darcy looked at her watch. It was nearly 9 o'clock.
So you gonna be with us on July 4th or what? Tara asked, breaking the silence.
Darcy hesitated. She did not want to go, but she had no excuse. She could feel Tara's and Cooper's eyes boring into her.
Come on, Darcy. Jamie's gonna be there with Dez, Cooper added.
Darcy shifted uncomfortably in her seat. Cooper hadn't meant anything by his comment, but it annoyed her that he knew more about Jamie than she did. Worse was the idea that Tara and Cooper had talked about hooking her up with Tara's cousin, like she had become some kind of charity case, someone to be pitied. But what bothered Darcy most was what she couldn't bring herself to admit to Tara or Cooper, the invisible grip that Brian's assault had on her life. Darcy felt as if she was trapped in an enormous web.
Yeah, Darcy said reluctantly, burying her deepest thoughts from her closest friends.
I'll be there. Tara said nothing, sipping her soda in unusual silence.
Why didn't you tell me you were dating Desmond Hodden?
Darcy asked Jamie as soon as she got home from Scoops. She found her sister lying on her bed reading a magazine, the cordless phone next to her. Darcy knew she was waiting for a phone call.
"'Cause it's none of your business, Darcy,' Jamie said, annoyance in her voice.
"'You're not Mom. I don't have to ask permission from you. Besides, when you started seeing that guy Brian after Hakeem moved away, I didn't see you talking to anyone about it. You still don't mention it, so don't start lecturing me about how I gotta tell you everything that I do.'
Darcy winced. What Jamie said was true, but she had no idea why Darcy hadn't mentioned the details about what really happened with Brian the last time they were together.
Just don't go there, Jamie. It's completely different.
It's not different, Darce, and you know it. Ever since Grandma got sick, you started treating me like I'm just a kid who's always doing something wrong. Like I need you as a babysitter 24/7 or something. Sometimes I swear it's like you think you're perfect and I'm just a total screw-up, Jamie said, tossing the magazine aside. That's not what I'm saying, Darcy said, trying to calm her sister's growing anger. It's just that sometimes you get in over your head.
I knew it. You always go back there. Yeah, I did some dumb stuff last year. I admit it. But that's ancient history now. It was almost a year ago when all that happened. Can't believe you're still dragging that out every time we get in an argument.
Try 6 months ago, Jamie.
Whatever,
Jamie hissed, as if just talking to Darcy was exhausting.
So what do you want, Darcy? Do I need to check in with you wherever I go? Maybe ask permission so Des and I can go somewhere? 'Cause if that's what you want, you ain't getting it,
Jamie declared defiantly. Darcy shook her head. Part of her understood what Jamie was saying, and it was true that Desmond Hodden was someone Darcy could easily keep an eye on. But then another part of her could not get away from how young her sister looked sitting on the bed. She was just 14, not even in high school yet. She'd be a freshman at Bluford this fall. So would Desmond. Just the idea of Jamie being alone with a boy made Darcy's head pound with worry. She could almost see someone like Brian trying to get Jamie alone. It was as if her nightmare had been recorded on a tape that played over and over in Darcy's head. Jamie, all I want is for you to be careful with whatever it is you're doing, okay?
I'm not stupid, Darcy. I know about guys. I'm not going to run off somewhere with someone I don't know.
Darcy stepped back and glared at her sister. Jamie's words hit her like a kick in the stomach.
Who are you to start calling other girls stupid? You're only 14 years old. Women who know a lot more than you get in trouble each day because of guys, so don't start acting like you're Miss Know-It-All.
Jamie's jaw dropped. She looked stunned by Darcy's outburst.
What's your problem tonight? You're acting crazy. We're talking about Des Hodden, not some stranger.
Darcy took a deep breath and tried to diffuse the anger that surged in her chest.
You don't know everything that can happen, Jamie, so be smart. Tell someone what you're up to just in case something happens, and don't judge other girls who get caught up in boy troubles. They may be closer to you than you think, she said.
Darcy, are you all right?
Your eyes. Are you crying?
No, she said firmly, rubbing her eyes, feeling the moisture in her hands. I'm just tired, that's all. I need to go to bed. Darcy left Jamie and headed to her own bedroom, dreading the night to come. The panic and night sweats would be back. Darcy could feel them coming on like a bad fever.